Pretty Malick's gossip.
Well, in for Pretty Malick, she's back on Thursdays. This gorgeous lady, Sheena.
Hello.
Let's talk the Ryan Reynolds. Everyone loves Ryan Reynolds.
Yes. Yeah. You just can't help but love him. And he loves the UAE too, it seems. Nice. So did either of you go to Dubai Mall over the weekend?
I didn't.
Rossi?
No.
No. So if you did go to Dubai Mall this weekend, you may have noticed, you know where that fountain is that has the divers?
Yeah, the diving guys, the statues.
Yes. Well, one of them was painted to be like Deadpool.
Love it.
Yes. Obviously, it's because Deadpool 2 is out, and Ryan Reynolds actually saw a photo of this Deadpool in this fountain.
Now, can I just say something? I'm not claiming it. We're not claiming it.
Okay.
But Chris Fate Show Instagram posted that, and then 4 hours later, Ryan Reynolds posted it.
So basically, Ryan Reynolds saw it on the Chris Fate Show Instagram page.
Let's just put that out.
And then he loved it so much that he even tweeted about it. He said, this is incredible. And he tagged the Dubai Mall and even put the little UAE flag there.
I love
so
it.
He's super impressed with
that. If you want to see it, go to our Instagram, Chris Fade Show, KRISFADE Show. You'll see a nice picture. Well done to the Dubai Mall. I think that's really, I like that. It's creative and different.
Yes, it's brilliant.
And I think we need more of this type of stuff in this country is to do things.
We need more flash mobs.
Yeah. No more flash mobs, guys. No more flash mobs.
I better cancel the flash mob I was planning
at the wedding.
No, don't.
Please. Well done to Ryan Reynolds. Well done to the Dubai Mall. I love it. And Deadpool saw it. Great movie.
Yeah.
I know you're Canadian.
Yes.
And you've done a Canadian special gossip, it seems, because Ryan Reynolds, Canadian. And now we're talking about Drake.
Yes. So it looks like Pusha T. You know all this Drake Pusha T beef?
Yep.
Pusha T had said Drake has a secret son. Now, I don't know about you guys. I didn't really believe it.
Mm-hmm.
However, news is starting to come out. It looks like Pusha T might have been right. Drake may actually have a secret son named Adonis.
Adonis?
Yes.
He's a Greek.
Adonis.
Okay. Yeah.
Basically, sources close to the child's mother are saying that not only has Drake been paying child support, he's also been making a huge effort to see his son since a paternity test confirmed that he was the father. He apparently even chartered a private jet for both Sophie and Adonis to visit Drake for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Drake hasn't publicly acknowledged this. His sources are saying no test has been done.
Who's Sophie?
Sophie is the mother of the child.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So, and there's actually a photo of her on Christmas Eve last year getting onto a charter jet that...
So he's keeping this, Drake is keeping this a secret, is he?
Yes.
That's what they're saying.
That's what they're saying. It has not been confirmed from his side. However, her side is saying, he even pays child support and wants to see his kid.
If he's got a kid and he's paying child support and he wants to see him, well, I don't know why you'd want to hide it, but...
Yeah, we'll have to keep up to date with that and find out what happens with it.
This Pusha T guy, like, he's actually he's a great rapper MC and he's been around for years.
Mm-hmm.
He's not, I don't know, like the quality of Drake and what Drake's been doing. Drake's been like top of the game for nearly 10 years.
I agree.
I don't think people realize that. 10 years.
I'm finding it weird that Pusha T has all this information.
Oh, because they're all in the same clique and they all know.
Yeah.
You know, it's like all the stuff I know about Big Rossi.
No, don't. Not that thing.
I will say it.
Don't say that.
If you and I ever get on the, you know, I'm bringing it out.
No.
Uh-oh.
I'm telling you.
Don't say that.
8:42. Thank you, Sheena. Hit us with your tag.
That's your Phil from the rumor mill.
I want to talk to you about our Virgin Radio 500 next. This is so many holidays for you coming up.